KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 19 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday night approved the appointments of Barb Barrick to the office of City Clerk and Mark Bosworth with the law firm of Lawrence and Wiederstein to the office of City Attorney. The city had appointed David Wiederstein as attorney on October 7, 2015, and when Bosworth joined the law firm, the city updated its retainer agreement to reflect that he would act as the primary attorney. The office of City Clerk requires appointment in the year following a regular city election, which, of course, was held last November. Barb Barrick told the City Council Wednesday that as part of Atlantic's year-long sesquicentennial, or 150th celebration, and monthly activities, during the month of February, they're asking people to find 150 reasons to love Atlantic.
So I've passed out some hearts to all of you, and the guidelines are please write in black Sharpie or black marker a reason that you love Atlantic. Names are optional, but please indicate either your age or your generation. An age range is fine, teenager, senior citizen, something like that. Just so that when we plaster the storefront next month, these will be up all next month, when we plaster the storefront, people will be able to see that from every walk of life, people love Atlantic. Please turn them in by January 29th to City Hall, and we have plenty of hearts, so if you'd like to take some with you to have some people fill them out, that'd be terrific.
The hearts are available from City Hall and the Nishta Valley Family YMCA. Kansas County Board of Supervisors heard a report Wednesday morning from Guthrie County Executive Director of Health Services, Jotham Arbor. After a sanitarian Steve Patterson passed away last March, Guthrie County officials decided to move all environmental health services under the wing of the Guthrie County Health System while retaining all the employees and services previously provided, including that of sanitarian. Arbor explained that they are updating some of the 28 E agreements for soil services, so all counties are on the same page.
There are really no changes in the way that we're going to be charging you, except that we would like to, instead of sending checks here, because right now our environmental health guys collect checks that are written to Cass County, and then we send those physical checks here. We'd like to collect those checks and then just give you one check on a quarterly basis so that we're not sending checks across the U.S. Postal Service. Beyond that, we'd also like to implement a cost report mechanism. So our supervisors had wanted to raise the rate to 20% above cost. I don't feel that that's necessary. I feel that we can do a cost report and keep it at 110% as the previous 28Es were in effect.
The cost report will be presented once a year to the supervisors so they can see the costs broken down. It wraps up the various elements of inspections and services into one hourly rate, such as postage, office supplies, and so on. Mileage would be charged separately. Last year in Cass County, there were 35 PERC tests conducted, 34 septic systems installed, 8 new wells, 46 water tests, and 26 time of transfer inspections, along with 16 wells plugged and 2 well rehabs conducted. The total number of hours of service amounted to 720. With a total of 17,632 miles driven by inspectors for the sanitarian department. And according to his board, Cass County, in his report to the board, Cass County Auditor and Board Secretary Dale Sunderman read the resolution for the 28E agreement, which is available. The available board members approved unanimously, and Supervisor Chair Gaylord Schilling and Supervisor Steve Green were absent from the proceedings. In his report to the board, newly appointed Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper answered some board member questions with regard to how bad checks are prosecuted in the county. Cooper said there were essentially two options that have been available for many years when a business comes to his office with a bad check.
One is obviously we can prosecute it. It's a theft charge, and based on the amount is what degree of theft that would be. The other option, well, and if we prosecuted the check, they would go through the court system and anything that was determined that it was written without sufficient funds, it'd be ordered to pay restitution, and generally the court set restitution at about $50 a month.
There's also an informal way of handling such cases, a method Hooper said was in place long before he was appointed.
The informal way of doing that is my office, and it's been going on for years apparently, has been collecting the money on those checks, basically meeting with the offender, letting them know that prosecution could move forward, but you could also pay back the money and we collect the money for the business and return it to them and no prosecution moves forward. I am very comfortable moving forward with both of those programs either way. I'm victim-oriented, so I guess I'd leave it up to the business and the person who brought the check in on which way they'd like to go.
And the Montgomery County Extension Council and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach have announced the hiring of Celine Beggs as Montgomery County Youth Coordinator. Beggs began work on December 19th. As the County Youth Coordinator, her primary duties are to strengthen youth development through research-based education and interactive learning opportunities. Beggs will coordinate the planning and implementation of 4-H development and youth outreach programs, such as summer day camps, babysitting clinics and after-school programs, a family fun night, and more. As an integral part of the 4-H program, she'll focus on positive youth development by establishing community partnerships, supporting volunteers, County Youth Council, 4-H Youth and Committee, and other project committees. Celine Beggs is originally from Taylor County, where she's a member of the Bedford Downers 4-H Club and the Taylor County Senior Council. She's a fall 2017 graduate of Kansas State University, where she received her Bachelor of Science degree in both Agricultural Communications and Journalism and Agricultural Economics, with an emphasis in leadership development. She's enthusiastic about the 4-H program in Montgomery County and brings in various experiences which will help her create substantial programs for the county. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Creston Police Department say 40-year-old Melissa Y. Clark of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Clark was taken into custody on a Union County warrant charging her with forgery and theft in the third degree. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $7,000 bond. And 61-year-old Gregory Kaufman of Creston was arrested this morning at around 3:25 a.m. on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Creston police say also a resident of the 600 block of North Vine Street said Wednesday that sometime around 7:55 p.m., a window was broken out of the back door of her home. The glass was shattered by someone throwing a rock. The damage estimated at $75. And just after 9 p.m. Wednesday, a woman residing in the 600 block of North Birch in Creston reported that sometime between 3 and 9 p.m. that day, three windows of her residence were broken out by rocks that were thrown. Damage was estimated at $250. A woman from Audubon County who was arrested and being held on a Pottawatomie County warrant was picked up by Pott County deputies Tuesday afternoon. She was transported to the Pott County Jail. 27-year-old Rebecca Lynn Matson of Exira was wanted on a warrant for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $2,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 30-year-old Shay Daniel Lewis of Red Oak on Wednesday morning. Lewis was arrested at around 7:55 a.m. in the 1200 block of Summit Street on two warrants for a domestic assault incident on January 14th. The warrants were for domestic assault first offense and criminal mischief in the third degree. Lewis was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. A Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to threatening Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. Court records say Robert Simmet of Omaha entered the plea on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs. The charges were violent threats to a federal official. His sentencing is set for May 23rd. An arrest affidavit says employees of a motorcycle shop in Pacific Junction told an FBI agent that Simmet had been there on July the 5th, and during his visit, Simmet made several statements about Ernst, including that he believes she is a member of the Islamic State group and that he could, quote, kill her during a July 10th event at the motorcycle shop. News was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.